Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England performed well on the opening day of their international summer. Stuart Broad taking 6 wickets as the West Indies closed on 243 for 9 at Lord's. The innings was held together, as has so often been the case, by an unbeaten half-century from Shivnarine Chanderpaul, and but for the grittiness of the left-hander, England would have been batting themselves before stumps were drawn. Chanderpaul made 87 not out in 174 balls, but Broad led England's charge with figures of 6 for 73 after James Anderson had struck early with the first two breakthroughs. Adrian Barath, who scored 42, Marlon Samuels, who made 31, and Darren Bravo, who hit 30, all made starts but were unable to go on having shared partnerships with Chanderpaul. But with only debutant Shannon Gabriel for company when play resumes tomorrow, the West Indies' chances of making much more than 250 are slim, ensuring the calls for Chanderpaul to bat higher in the order will not go away. Adam Gilchrist guided the Kings XI Punjab to a massively important 6-wicket win over the Chennai Super Kings in the Indian Premier League in Dharamsala. The victory keeps their slim hopes of making the playoffs alive, while it puts Chennai in the precarious position having completed their group fixtures and they lie in fourth place. Kings XI were fully deserving victors, having been outstanding with the ball, and Gilchrist's half-century ensuring they chased down a modest target in impressive fashion. Chennai made 120 for 7. Gilchrist was unbeaten on 64 as Kings XI reached their target with 21 balls to spare. In the later game, a gale storm hit Delhi as Royal Challengers Bangalore beat the Delhi Daredevils by 21 runs in Game 67. His belligerent 100 paved the way for an important win ahead of the playoffs, especially given the earlier result. Delhi rested Virender Sehwag and Morni Morkul and were led by Mahela Javadina, who won the toss and elected to field first, the decision backfiring as Gale went on a mad 6-hitting spree, smacking 13 over, rampaging the Delhi bowling. Today's results leave Chennai hanging on for dear life with Bangalore and Kings XI behind them. Critically, another win for Bangalore will guarantee their progress, and Chennai have completed their league fixtures and are hoping that other teams, specifically Delhi and Deccan, can do them a favour.